Let me explain to you how much the Great One loves you. The Great One loves you so much, that he stopped doing work for which he gets paid fiat currency cuckbucks to record this podcast. That is true. That is damn true. I could be working right now, earning by creating value for other people, fiat currency cuckbucks. But instead, I am doing this podcast for you. You're welcome. You can scream and shout with all your might. Oh, you can scream, shout, whine, cry, snivel, piss, moan, look for a motherfucking safe space. This ain't it. You can shove your opinions up your ass. That way Biden's cock has something to keep it company. Don't forget, my friends and my enemies, the ever-present, the most likely, the third possibility. You are wrong, and I am right. You're welcome. Nailed it. Nailed it like I nailed your fucking mom last night. Yes! Thank you. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. This is Stating the Obvious Podcast. This is the weapons platform for which I launch the cruise missile my intellect homes in on, destroys motherfucking status all around the world, all around this great big round globe. It is round, despite what some of you out there think it's flat. Oh my God, I've got an episode of watching. Is it going to be watching the decline, or is it going to be I got an episode coming up. Oh my God, I can't wait to get to this episode. I can't wait. It might happen this week because I got although my day's off. Once again, guys, the Great One's days off are vanishing. Hey, can you work on Monday? Sure. Yeah, I have no fucking life. Yeah, I can work on Monday. God damn it. We have 8 events in 6 days. I'm not working all 8 of them, but the company has 8 events in 6 days. I'm not sure how many of those events I'm working. It's like 4 of them or something. Oh, God damn. There is no rest for the motherfucking wicked. And speaking of the wicked, on today, the 4th of October, in the year of our Lord and Savior. Obama's not the president anymore. In the year of the old drooling pedophile guy, Biden, 2023. Shit, I was going to say something. I forgot where I was going. I was going to say something funny. Are you guys listening to the Grillcast yet? Or do I just fucking talk into the goddamn fucking ether? Are you guys listening to the Grillcast yet? Have you been grill-pilled? Because it's fucking hilarious. I just listened to this episode where they're talking about this guy on Reddit. He's got the Reddit channel. It's Guy Cry, where he tells men that it's okay to cry and all this stuff. And he's fucking... Anyhow, they played these clips from him and made fun of him. Then they did an interview with him on the show where they're like... stringing him along, pretending like they're on his side, and he's talking about, you know, like basically stealing money from people, and he's got his girlfriend of 4 years lives in the Philippines, and he sends her money every month, and one day he's gonna go over and meet her, and he's talking about how he's giving blowjobs for drugs, and oh, I'm just dying. I'm fucking dying. Guys, if you are not listening to the Grillcast, you are a fucking faggot. This podcast is hilarious. And for those of you who are still resisting, right? For those of you who are like me, when my one listener said, "Great One, you know, you can watch Dark Shadows for free over on Pluto TV." But I didn't want to go look at Pluto. No, I didn't want to do that because I'm a boomer. And I'm like, no, I need my DVD to put into the DVD player. I can't use the internet box. I have to drool on myself and fall over. Yeah, and finally, I went over to Pluto. Oh my God, okay, so I can actually watch stuff on Pluto TV. Not that I've watched anything there yet, but I went to the website. I saw it. It's there. I confirmed it. But I'm still a boomer. Actually, I still have one more. Netflix DVDs are over now, but I still have one more DVD from Netflix to watch on the Dark Shadows. And then I will be forced, my boomer ass will be forced to go over to Pluto TV and fucking watch Dark Shadows on the streaming internet with advertisements. However they do it, I'll find out when I get there and look at it. But anyhow, how did I get on this topic? Oh my God. Okay, before we go down this path, this is what I was going to do the podcast about on Tuesday, but I said I had to do prep on it. But so talking about girlfriends in the Philippines. Oh my God. Okay. Great one. How much have you had to drink? I'm on my fifth beer. Fuck you. I'm not drunk. I'm just on my fifth beer. So I've talked about my coworkers before, my present coworkers. Like I said, all of them. They're very great people to work with. Love working with these people. Competent. Their personal lives are a whole different thing. Oh, so I told you guys about the one guy. He's been divorced three times. I can understand divorced once. I kind of understand divorced twice. When you get to your third divorce, and he's a Catholic. So again, I didn't know Catholics could get divorced three times. He's got three kids. I don't know if it's a kid with each wife or how that works. I did meet two of the kids. One of them is a half-breed. So that means he was married to and fucked a nigger. So I'm like, God damn it, really? Once again, it's like with the Zoomer telling me you were in special ed classes and you're on medication. Will you people keep this fucking information to yourself? Can you just keep this stuff to yourself? I don't want to meet your kid and find out that he's fucking half black. I mean, I already know you got divorced three times. Oh, and you had an STD, which I forget which one it was. But I mean, it's like, God, this is, whoa, stop. Way too much information. Oh, no. He had the throat cancer because he got the throat cancer because one of the women he was licking the pussy of had the HPV, right? And if you lick the pussy with the HPV, you can get the throat cancer. Like, I don't need to know. I don't fucking need to know. Because all of this is just going to make me lose respect for you. None of this is going to make, wow, he's got a half-breed kid and he had throat cancer from licking contaminated pussy. Wow, what a great guy. So anyhow, apparently I told you that he's got the girlfriend he's never met over in Thailand. Well, apparently he's going to go to Thailand finally to meet her. I can't wait for this. I can't wait for him to come back. And when after he goes over there and finds out she's actually a man. Or she, I don't know. But I just can't wait. Oh my God, I can't wait for this one. I'm pretty sure she's just trying to get into the United States. But I just can't wait. So then, another guy. I don't think I've told you guys this story at all. So I got to tell you this story. Young kid, he goes to the same gym I go to. I mean, reasonably good-looking guy. I mean, he lifts heavy. Yeah, nice guy, a little, because this will come up later. Not very assertive, but then again, he's like in his early 20s. Religious. I don't know which denomination he is. I don't know if he's Catholic or something else, but he is religious enough that he goes to church on a regular basis. You know, he does not drink booze. He does not use bad words. He sure as hell doesn't scream out, you know, goddamn fucking niggers and shit like I do on a regular basis. So, I mean, you know, upstanding kind of guy. Again, fun to work with, competent, joke around. So he scores a girlfriend. This is a couple of months ago. Maybe 3 months ago now. that I found out about it. He scores a girlfriend, right? I've seen her a couple of times. She's okay. I mean, she's okay. She's a little chubbier than the great one personally likes, but she's not fat. Trust, she's not fat, but she's just got a little more build than I personally would go for. But she is not unattractive until you get close enough and you can see that her face is one giant layer of foundation, which makes me wonder what the hell is behind all that foundation. Haven't actually spoken to her. Can't make any assessments about her personality. I've seen her. That's it. I would give her like a 5.5. She does have a fairly nice body. Just too much foundation, which makes me concerned. So anyhow, about 3 months ago, when I found out, so we're all standing around at work, right? There's me and there's him and there's two other guys. And they're like, oh yeah, yeah, your girlfriend, blah, blah, blah. And somebody said, it was something, I don't remember the whole conversation, of course, but somebody said something like, oh, something, find out, blah, blah, blah. And I said, well, we could just go check her OnlyFans page and find out. And the other two guys who are not him started laughing so hard. Like, I mean, don't get me, that was funny. I am the great one. I am the great one himself. I'm the founder of the Cynical Libertarian Society. I have been on the internet since 1999. I have been podcasting for 18 years. I'm right. I'm always right. I've always been right. I will always be right. I have never been wrong. You are welcome. I'm doing this for you without any financial compensation whatsoever because you guys are a bunch of tightwad fucking pussies who give blowjobs in exchange for drugs. And they were laughing way harder than this was funny, right? I mean, it was funny to make a comment about OnlyFans and a girl. It's funny. It wasn't that funny. I'm like, okay, maybe they're high or something. I don't know. Did this concert a couple of weeks ago where the guitar player, and in a way I like because they play a song. I hate it when bands do this shit in between the songs. Hey, how's everybody tonight? Let's introduce the band. You know, we're on our way. Oh, man, we love playing in Rapid City. Rapid City is, yeah, just man, shut the fuck up and play music because I know you say the same shit in every fucking venue where you ever perform, okay? Play music. So this band was okay because they'd play a song. And then they'd be like quiet for 20 seconds and they'd play another song. And they'd be quiet for 20 seconds, they'd play another song. And the reason they were quiet for the 20 seconds, as I found out after the concert, because I talked to the guys who were on stage, because I'm not on stage, I'm out in the audience running the lights. Between every song, so the guitar player, they play a song, then the guitar player would walk off stage, pick up his joint, light it, take a couple of hits off of his dope, and then snub it out and then go back on stage and play the next song. And he did that the entire night between all songs. So anyway, like a week later or whatever, we're at the office and the two guys that were laughing were there. And they're like, by the way, we got to tell you why we were laughing so hard at that. I'm like, okay, good, because I'd like to know. So his girlfriend used to have an OnlyFans account, but she shut it down. And the first thing I said is, no, she didn't. There ain't a woman alive who has shut. She may have paused it. She may not have logged in lately. So anyway, we've got this young, very religious. Well, I should say very religious because that's like, I mean, I would put him, you know, he hasn't tried to teach me about Jesus or stuff, but on a scale of 1 to 10, religious-wise, I would say he's probably about a 6, at least. Like, he's serious enough about it that you know he's serious about it, but he doesn't try to shove it down your face. So I'd say he's like a 6, at least. And he goes to church on a regular basis. I know this for a fact. We've got a religious guy who is dating to get married. He's not dating to date around. Okay. He is dating with the intention of getting married. He's dating an OnlyFans chick. And I just discovered 2 days ago that he has in fact proposed to her and they're getting married. So he's been dating this OnlyFans girl for less than 6 months and he's going to marry her. How long do we think it'll be until this divorce comes down? I'm giving this one, because here's the thing. He's not very assertive. She's going to wear the pants in the family. This is going to go one of two ways. Either he's going to spend his entire life being dominated by this woman, and she's going to be fucking other people on the sides when she's not doing her OnlyFans account, or he's going to wake up and divorce her ass. So I have to think about what kind of prediction I want to put on the timeline here. I mean, after all, I have accurately predicted Lauren Southern's divorce, which was a no-brainer. I've accurately predicted my friend Rachel's divorce, which was a no-brainer. And I am going to accurately predict either his divorce or his eternal life as a beta male, either of which is a no-brainer. And now, shall we get to the root of the problem? White women and niggers. The two things, well, one of them we need to control, the other one we need to deport. Baltimore, otherwise known as a shithole. Baltimore CEO. Every woman alive thinks she's a CEO. Baltimore CEO, 26, was killed by a repeat offender who should have never been on the street, officials allege. And yet these same officials let this man on the street. And let's be honest, this nigger did us a favor by killing this white woman. He did us a favor. I think we should make a statue of the man. A man. What? Wait, a man arrested? I just read this. And I just... All right, hold on. This says a man, and links will be in the show notes because I'm not a member of the Manosphere. I'm not trying to sell you any protein powder. So my show notes actually have purpose and meaning. A man arrested in the killing of a Baltimore tech entrepreneur was suspected of raping a woman days before and was already under surveillance, police say. Okay, but he was not arrested because the entire article, rest of the article goes on to say they're looking for him. So if he was arrested, how would they be looking for him? This is, what website is this from? What excuse for journalism am I dealing with here? NBC News. So this is what passes for journalism at NBC News. The mother of a man suspected of killing a Baltimore tech CEO urged him to surrender, fearing police would try to kill him. Now, if he's already been arrested, why would he need to surrender? If he's under surveillance, how did he manage to kill someone? So you're a nigger, as we'll find out later, who's already been in jail for raping people. And you're under police surveillance. And yet, while being under surveillance, you can kill someone. How much surveillance can he possibly be under? This is your thin blue line. Remember, if it wasn't for the police, people would be running down the streets, going into people's apartment, killing them with blunt force and leaving their bodies on the rooftops. Oh, wait, that's exactly what happened. Pava LaPierre, the founder of EcoMaps Technology, was found dead in an apartment Monday. Or, depending on which journalism bit you read, she was found dead on the roof. I guess the dead body is moving around. Once again, we're going to... Yeah, everything in the media is a lie. All of this stuff is a lie. I mean, he's arrested, but they're looking for him. One of those things is not true. This is literally Hitler on the same fucking webpage on the internet. A man arrested in the killing of the tech entrepreneur, but his mom wants him to turn himself in. He was under surveillance while he killed the chubby white woman who, shock, oh, spoiler alert, guys, the chubby white woman was an SJW who wanted to replace white men with niggers and women. Spoiler. Elkins, I hope you're having a good time at the gym, you fucking little pussy. Are you going to come up and visit Clary before he leaves for the winter so we can hang out? Because see, now, even though next week I'm working my ass off, I'm finally going into slow season, Elkins. This would be a real good time for you to come visit. You know, you get your fucking head out of it. You come out of Chicago and be all, you know, fucking little shitty. Where the fuck are you, Hurricane Chasing Kid? Get your ass up here too. God damn. You too, Atham. Fuck. All you fuckers, you just find, oh, I could go up and say, well, I only come to Rapid City when the great one's working his ass off. When he's got time, he could actually hang out. Man, we'll go fucking you and go see him. Fuck him. Police say they are looking for a suspect who is a nigger. Sorry, police say they are looking for a suspect considered armed and dangerous. He's only dangerous to chubby white women who are SJWs who think that niggers are rescue animals. To the rest of us, not so fucking dangerous. Police in Baltimore say they are searching for a repeat violent offender. Repeat. Violent offender, which really doesn't narrow it down much. That could be just about any black man in the United States who should not have been free, and yet he was. After a 26-year-old tech CEO, she's a technology CEO, because women really understand technology. I mean, yes, they can use their cell phones much faster than I can use a cell phone, and they can text like a motherfucker, but women don't even fucking understand how to plug things in. After the 26-year-old tech CEO was found dead at an apartment Monday, Pava LaPierre, or however you say, Perry? The CEO and founder of Ecomaps Technology, it doesn't matter how to say the bitch's name, she's dead. It doesn't matter how to pronounce her name, she's dead. Whose accomplishments earned her a spot on the Forbes 30 Under 30 list. Now keep that, her accomplishments earned her a spot on Forbes 30 Under 30. Now, when I say to you that her accomplishments earned her a spot on Forbes 30 Under 30, so now, what image does this conjure up in your mind of her accomplishments? Now, just want you keep hold on to that, because we're going to come back to this 30 under 30 thing. But right now, and again, just sit aside the fact that she's a fucking SJW, chubby white woman killed by a nigger and all this other shit, okay? If I say to you, hey, this person over here, and you don't know anything about this person, you don't know man, woman, black, white, you know, whatever. Just, hey, there's this person, and this person is on Forbes 30 under 30 list. Now, what does that conjure in your brain? What do you think about this person? Just keep that in your brain, because you're going to need that in a minute. Well, in a couple of minutes, because believe you me, it's going to take me a fucking while to get there, because I got motherfucking 16 pages of notes here. Was found dead 11:30 a.m. Monday in an apartment with apparent signs. We're not really sure, but they were apparent signs of blunt force trauma. Pretty much all white women need a little blunt force trauma. That would get them in line. Police said Tuesday they had issued an arrest warrant for Jason Billingsley on first-degree murder and additional charges. Officials said Billingsley, 32, of Baltimore, should be considered armed and dangerous. Quote, this individual will kill and he will rape. He will do anything he can to cause harm, unquote. Baltimore Police Commissioner Richard Worley, who failed to control crime in his city, warned Tuesday afternoon at a news conference where he was whoring for attention like a 14-year-old girl with an Instagram account. In 2015, Billingsley was sentenced to 30 years in prison. Now, if he's got 30 years in prison in 2015, how the fuck could he be out of prison? Oh, with 16 years suspended after he pleaded guilty to a first-degree sex offense, court records show. The Maryland Sex Offender Registry, I don't know why we're talking, about to display my ignorance. Is Baltimore in Maryland? I thought Baltimore was it. Okay, just because I don't know where Baltimore is doesn't mean I don't understand chicks and that they should shut the fuck up and make pies, okay? So get over it. The Maryland Sex Offender Registry shows he was released from prison in October. Wait, October? It is October. Oh, wait, but this is, when the fuck did this happen? So this is old news. It doesn't matter that it's old news. This is important news. Do I have any dates? I don't remember. I don't have any dates in front of me. When did this fucking happen? No, I didn't get any of the dates in my notes. It doesn't matter. It's still funny. This could have happened 1,000 years ago. It would still be funny. The Maryland Sex Offender Registry shows he was released from prison in October. The registry classified him as Tier 3, which includes the most serious charges and requires offenders to register for life. So let's let him out early. This is the most serious of sex offender charges ever. You can get out of jail early. No big deal. The prosecutor in the 2015 case did not immediately respond to a request for comment, and Billingsley's public defender could not immediately be reached. Relatives identified in public, but anyway, no one wants to talk to them. That's what they're... Nobody wants to talk to the media. Shocking. Court records show Billingsley also pleaded guilty. In addition to that, remember, these are the people that white women regard as rescue animals. They want to save these sex offender nigger men. These white women will throw everything away to worship at the altar of nigger sex offenders, trying to save them because these are their rescue animals. Why do these white women need nigger sex offenders as rescue animals? Because they don't have any fucking children of their own. And they've got to have something to fill that hole in their life. And if they don't have children, the next best thing is a nigger sex offender. Court records show Billingsley also pleaded guilty to first-degree assault in 2009 and second-degree assault in 2011. Oh, he's been busy. The police special investigation section is working to determine whether Billingsley is linked to any other cases. So the special investigations section, they're working to determine if this man who was in prison after a 2015 case and pleaded to first-degree assault in 2009 and second-degree assault in 2011, they're working to figure out if he might be linked to any other cases. You mean other than the first-degree assault, the second-degree assault, and the sex offender charges? Well, we don't know. We're going to see. He might be linked to some other things. We're going to work really hard on that. We'll see if we can figure it out. Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott said Billingsley should not have been free. And yet he was. And who would be responsible for that? I think it would be the mayor. Well, actually, it's white women. But if the mayor had testosterone, the mayor would be responsible. Quote, there is no way in hell that he should have been out on the street. When police go out and do their job, as they did in this case, and the state's attorney goes out and does their work, gets the conviction should be the conviction. We are tired of talking about the same people committing these same kind of crimes over and over again. Unquote, said Mayor Brandon Scott. We are tired of talking about the same people committing the same kind of crimes. Are you tired of it? I don't think you're tired enough, because I notice you're not deporting black people back to Africa. I don't think you're tired enough. I think you got a long way to go before you're going to be tired of this. I'm tired of niggers. You are very clearly not tired of niggers. You know who's really not tired of niggers? White women. Officials did not provide details about a possible motive in LaPierre's death or any possible relationship between her and Billingsley. Huh, I wonder what the possible relationship could be between the 26-year-old chubby SJW leftist white woman and the nigger rapist could be. I wonder what kind of relationship might be happening here. Oh my God. I'm dying. And see, this is the NBC article, okay? This is the one that we're glossing over everything. Wait till we get a little further into this from some other sources. Scott, who had gotten to know LaPierre in recent years, called her, quote, young, talented, and devoted, unquote, to the city. In a written statement Tuesday night, LaPierre's family said she was an inspiration to many. Quote, she was driven, creative, hardworking, and relentless in her efforts to adopt some rescue niggers and save them from themselves. Now, she was driven, creative, hardworking, and relentless in her efforts with her wonderful team at EcoMaps Technology. Prava made an impact in every endeavor she undertook, and on every day and on every life she touched. She will be forever missed as a daughter, sister, granddaughter, niece, cousin, and loyal friend and rescuer of nigger rapists, unquote. LaPierre's firm, EcoMap Technologies, positions itself as a company that uses technology to, now, you guys tell me, let's see, here we go. Remember, guys, women should major in STEM. I went and looked at the EcoMap Technology website. As far as I can tell, they do AI and they do like chat software where you can like upload a document and then send messages to other people. So basically it's like reading books and talking to people, only it's on the internet. And so since you could do it on your cell phone, obviously that's superior, because for women, their cell phone is their entire, well, okay, cell phones and niggers are their entire fucking life. Sorry, for white women, cell phones and niggers are their entire life. Now, let me read to you this description of her company, and you tell me what the fuck this means. You tell me, should this woman be allowed to sign contracts? You tell me, should this woman be allowed to vote? EcoMap Technologies positions itself as a company that uses technology to, quote, tell me what this means, quote, digitize ecosystems ensuring anyone can easily access the information they need so ecosystems can be as equitable, efficient, and effective as possible. Equitable. We're going to digitize ecosystems. Feel free to explain to me what digitizing it means putting things on the internet. Because God forbid you read a book. God forbid you go outside and actually just fucking do something. Women want to do if women could just fucking sit on the goddamn couch and look at their self, actually half of them do, if they could just sit in one place all day long and just stare at their cell phone, they'd do it. I spend a lot of time looking at a computer screen, and most of the time I fucking hate it. Women love it. There's nothing women hate more than having to not look at a computer screen or a cell phone screen. I use those terms interchangeably. In a statement, Ecomap Technologies said the circumstances surrounding LaPierre's death were deeply distressing. Yes, because when you're an SJW who supports BLM and you get killed by a nigger, I can understand how that would be deeply distressing. And that she was, quote, not only the visionary force behind Ecomap, a company that you've never heard of and a company that produces nothing that you want, but was also a deeply compassionate and dedicated leader. No, women are not leaders. Nice try. In its 30 Under 30 feature for 2023, Forbes said that LaPierre, a Johns Hopkins graduate, had a team of 30, and her clients included the Aspen Institute, Meta, the WXR Fund, and the T. Rowan Price Foundation. Once again, which means at some point she sold those companies something. Like if I if you sell anything to Meta, you can now say Meta is your client. It could be anything. Right? I mean if a company vehicle from Meta pulls into your gas station and fills up their gas tank, you have sold gasoline to the corporation called Meta. You can now say that Meta is one of your clients. This is all bullshit. Worley, the police commissioner, pleaded with Billingsley to stop running and turn himself in. The police commissioner is pleading with a nigger rapist, please turn yourself in. We can't find you. We're never going to be able to find you because all of you niggers look alike. Would you please turn yourself in? Quote, Worley said this, quote, if you're out there watching, every single police officer in Baltimore City, in the state of Maryland, as well as U.S. Marshals are looking for you. This is because you killed a chubby SJW white girl. Had you killed another nigger, none of us would really care. We'd be okay with that. But you killed a rich, chubby white girl. Well, now we, the police, the professional beta males, we have to swing into action. Swing into action. Swinging into action, boys. We have to swing into action because we are the professional beta males and we are here to serve and protect chubby white women from North America who want to adopt niggers as rescue animals because none of these white women must ever experience discomfort. Had you killed another nigger, we would not care. The quote continues, we will find you, and then we will turn you over to the state's attorney to prosecute you to the fullest, so please turn yourself in. You guys have prosecuted the guy 3 fucking times. Like, you fucked this up 3 times. What makes you think you're going to get it right the 4th time? Next article. I think this is all. Oh, this is from CNN. I'm going to skip around in this one because there's a lot of redundant stuff that is almost word for word what I already read you. Because, of course, in the year 2023, journalism just means somebody from CNN goes to NBC's website and copies the information and pastes it. Officials responded to a call for service in an apartment complex. A call for service? Is that what you call it nowadays? A call for service? In an apartment complex in the 300 block West Franklin, 11:34 a.m. Monday, upon arriving, officers found LaPierre with severe injuries to her head, which should not have been fatal because women don't really use their heads for anything. I mean, they need the mouth for giving blowjobs, but really everything like right above the nose, they don't do anything with it. Police have not released any further information on her death. Medical examiner's office took possession of the body. Examination is pending. Billingsley is wanted for first degree murder, assault, reckless endangerment, and additional charges. He's done a lot of shit, man. He's productive. Baltimore police said they do not believe LaPierre and Billingsley knew each other. No. Chubby white women, SJWs, just always let random black men into their houses. I'm sure they didn't know each other. No, none of these articles say anything about signs of forced entry or anything like that. No. The police did not say how they identified Billingsley as a suspect. Boy, there's a lot of things not being... We have no idea how they knew each other. We can't tell you how we identified him as the suspect. EcoMap was founded by LaPierre and Sherrod Davis while LaPierre was a 21-year-old college student at Johns Hopkins, according to EcoMap's website. With just over 30 employees, the startup is part of the Artificial Intelligence Wave, also known as the Artificial Intelligence Bubble. It sells AI tools, including a customizable chatbot that aim to make clients' information easier to access and customer communications more seamless, the company said. So basically, we've turned this into an advertisement for her corporation. The company confirmed LaPierre's passing to CNN. The company confirmed to CNN that she was dead, right? We didn't really know for sure that she was dead until the company said so. The police report, not enough. Looking at the news on other people's website, not enough. When the company she founded told us she was dead, now we believed it. Quote, with profound sadness and shock, EcoMap announces the tragic and untimely passing of our beloved founder is capitalized, and CEO Pava LaPierre. The circumstances surrounding Pava's death are deeply distressing. Yeah, I mean, when you're an SJW and you get beat to death by a nigger, that would be distressing. And our deepest condolences are with her family, friends, and loved ones during this incredibly devastating time, unquote, said EcoMap in a statement. We're announcing it. We're announcing her death. No, you announce that you're going to get married. You announce that you hate niggers, right? Yeah, we announce her death. Dun, dun, dun. In August, the company said it had reached nearly $8 million in financing. Hold on, stop, time out. What's wrong with that statement? Let me give you guys a second. This is participation time. Some people think this podcast is just me yelling at you and shouting out the word nigger as loud as I can as many times as possible. No. This is participatory. We're here to learn. I want you to think. In August, the company said it had reached nearly $8 million in financing. What does that tell you about this company that was founded by this chubby white woman who supported BLM and hated white men. If your company needs financing, what does that mean you're not doing? It means you're not making a profit. If you're not making a profit, what does that mean you're not doing? You're not creating value for other people. But the goal of this wasn't to create value for other people. The goal of this was to rescue colored people. Earlier this year, LaPierre was named on the Forbes 30 Under 30 list. Now, here it comes. Shoot, Forbes 30 Under 30 list. Remember, what do you think? 30 Under 30. Ooh. In the social impact category. Now, I don't know that much about this Forbes 30 Under 30 list. But again, if you say the Forbes, okay, I know what Forbes is. And I know about their 30 Under 30 list. I would think that the 30 people under the age of 30, because it's Forbes magazine, are people who are, brace yourselves, creating value for other people. And in the process, making a profit. That's what I think. If you tell me this person over here is on the Forbes 30 under 30, I'm going to go, this person has got something good going. They got some business idea. They're making a bunch of money. They're creating value. They're making people's lives better, or at least perceived better. I mean, you could be selling people. I mean, you could be selling WuVax or something, but at least they're making a profit. At the very, very fucking least, if you tell me somebody is on the 30 under 30 list at Forbes, I am going to, at the very fucking least, this person could be the most evil piece of shit on the planet Earth. At the very least, I'm going to assume they're making a profit. This bitch was not making a profit, and she's in the social impact category. Social impact, otherwise known as rescuing niggers and hating white men. Pava, this is a quote from some fucking idiot. This is a quote from the company. Pava was not only the visionary force behind Ecomap, but was also a deeply compassionate and dedicated leader. Her untiring commitment to our company, to Baltimore, to amplifying the critical work of ecosystems across the country, and to building a deeply inclusive culture as a leader, friend, and partner. Inclusive culture as a partner. I mean, there's no way in hell she could be fucking a nigger rapist who's been convicted 3 times and went to jail, right? She's a chubby white woman. She would never do that. Set a standard for leadership, and her legacy will live on through the work we continue to do. The CEO of Baltimore-based company Fearless, Dalia Dazari, served as a mentor to LaPierre and remembers her as being a determined leader who is highly regarded across the community, yet never made a profit. Her company is called Fearless. Women love this shit. Fearless. I'm going to call my company Fearless. I'm strong. I'm independent. I'm girl boss. Oh, if we get a divorce, I need half of your money. Quote, this is from Dazira. Quote, there is no person on planet Earth that could tell Pava that she couldn't do something. No, the IRS would tell her that she couldn't not pay taxes. The police could tell her that she can't speed. She can't do 55 in a 25 zone. What are you people? This is as bad as these fucking red pill fucking ring faggots.
No woman's going to get my resources.
No person on earth could tell her she couldn't do something. Really? I bet during the fucking Wuhan hoax, people were telling her she couldn't go into public places without a diaper on her face. Are you women actually this fucking rhetorical question. Yes, you are this stupid. You're this stupid and you're stupider. By the way, just in case there's any doubt, I am ecstatically happy that this bitch is dead. The quote continues, even though she was a force, she always made space for other people, unquote. Yeah, she made space for a nigger. That was the last thing she ever did. All right, moving on. That was from CNN.com. How am I on time? Oh, damn it. All right, well, I guess this is going to be a two-part episode. I can see it. It's creeping up on me. Ah, damn, there's just not enough time for me to... Well, great one. If you wouldn't have tangented so much at the beginning, you might... No. This is going to be... This is too much. Let me look at this. Let me see if I want to delve into this. Oh, they better watch out. Yeah, we did that. Mm-hmm. Still didn't make a profit. Yeah. All right. Yeah. We're going to save all that. So what's... let's see. How am I going to kill this last 60 seconds? How about to kill this last 60 seconds with a blunt force trauma like the niggers do to the chubby white girls? You can Google her. She's not attractive. She is chubby. She is cute. I might have felt a little bit of, actually, probably not. Meanwhile, so the rest of this week, when I have some time off, I mean, it's not going to be freezing cold, but it's going to be like in the 60s. The next week, we're going to have to fucking work all goddamn week long. It's going to be in the 70s. I'm like, oh, great. Thanks. Thanks, weather. Thanks a lot, South Dakota. Thanks, global warming. Thanks. Everybody's fucking the great one over. Chad Elkins fucking me over. Atham fucking me over. Hurricane Chasing Kid fucking me over. Everybody's fucking the great one over. Everybody's bend on over. You guys just fucking blunt force trauma me right in the asshole like you're a bunch of niggers. I'm always right. Fuck you.